Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. Yep. We've got a great show for you. Dr. Friedemann Chow joining us here today. Are you ready for today's show, Mr. Benny?
Oh, of course, every day.
And we got Mr. Benny joining us and Valerie in the other room. And we figured out how she could talk, but I don't think she can talk.
She's got a cookie in her mouth.
Sorry, I had a cookie in my mouth.
See, I knew.
Cookie.
Those cookies are cookie. Good.
Does she have a cookie? Did you get one?
I gave her one, yeah.
You gave her one.
From the last hour.
I shouldn't eat it.
Whatever.
I have a pear in my purse. I should be eating that.
Oh, wait. You know, Dr. Friedemann Chow is going to be perfect for her today.
Right.
Before we bring him on to talk about how to harness the power of your subconscious mind, let's do a prosperity card to kick this off.
All right. Will do.
That's what Gisela said. We need to be talking about stuff.
Sounds good.
All right.
What you got for us?
I got the card. You ready? I don't remember this card. This is Prosperity Law number 64. You ready? I surrender to my higher power knowing that it takes care of me. To surrender, just let go. Focus your awareness on the good force in this moment. Know that this force oversees your life. Direct your attention to being in the present, confident that all is well. Yeah, except when the subconscious mind creeps in. That's when we need a little help from my very special guest joining us here today. He is a regular on the Dr. Pat Show. We're always thrilled to have him. Dr. Friedemann Chow, he's the founder of Cellular Wisdom, a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. He has been working with people across the globe that are facing challenges, including anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic pain, and much more. Today, we're taking on the conversation of that subconscious mind. Dr. Friedemann Chow, of course, as I said, Cellular Wisdom is what he's created. You can go to cellularwisdom.com to find out more. Dr. Chow, thank you for joining us here today. So, you know, tell me how my subconscious mind is going to get in the way of me truly believing the affirmation I just read.
Well, the poor subconscious mind is always blamed for everything. It's just bad. But, you know, the truth is, I think the world would be a much better place if we would understand our subconscious much better, and if we would listen to the subconscious much better. Because the subconscious, you know, is not something that wants to do you any harm, but the subconscious is something that usually wants to protect you and make sure that you're okay. And so if you, for example, you know, have a little voice now creeping in that says, yeah, that sounds nice, but don't, you know, have too high hopes, they're going to be disappointed only, or, well, you know how this was in the past, so you better stay in your, you know, current job or position, don't take any risks. I mean, that sounds like deflating, that sounds, you know, like, oh, not very motivating. But when you really listen to what the meaning of the words are, the meaning are of the self-talk that, you know, something inside of you says you're better off if you are safe and, you know, stay where you are than venturing off and potentially getting hurt. Now, we may not like it, and so we can work directly with the subconscious to change that, but that's where most people are stumbling because they hear this voice, they feel they are held back, but they don't really know how to change it, and that's what really the show is about.
Well, it is, really. But, you know, you're absolutely right about the subconscious mind because it has definitely given us, we've definitely have given it a bad rap.
Yeah.
We really have. I don't know. Did that start with Freud? I don't really know. But, you know, whether it's Freud, but we really don't understand it. And because we don't understand it, it almost has been referred to, by the way, as the dark night. And that's clearly not what you're saying.
No, not at all. I mean, I think the subconscious is, you know, more like a very loyal servant, and it is a servant who has enormous responsibilities, enormous powers, and unfortunately also it is doing what it has been told to do until it is told otherwise. That means, you know, if you have some, let's call it programming in your subconscious that tells you, you know, to be rather safe than sorry and not take any risk, and you know this from, you know, your early years, then you will continue this until you are changing this programming with what suits you much better and what is much better on that stage of your life right now. So mm-hmm. there is a responsibility we have consciously to take care of this servant, but mm-hmm. we can completely trust in okay. the subconscious ability. Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you a question about it, and I know we're going to talk about a lot of different things here in the show today, and maybe, you know, maybe you'll cover this later, but some people have said that the subconscious mind is directly related to addictions, smoking, for example.
Right.
And that it's very difficult, almost, you know, impossible for people to be able to walk away from an addiction like that. Smoking is one of them. I mean, there are many. But I want to ask you, is that just a myth that we created? Or how does the subconscious mind work with some of our addictions, like even chocolate?
Right. Well, you know, and that's where I think it's true that the subconscious is directly related to addictions and addictive behavior, mm-hmm. but it's not true that this is why it's so difficult to get over it or beyond it. It's actually fairly simple if you are realizing how to find the leverage to your subconscious. See, the subconscious has, you know, two ideas that seem to be very important for the subconscious. One is for you to be safe, and the other one is for you to have pleasure. We all heard about that.
Yes.
Now, an addiction is something that's, of course, bringing us pleasure, and the whole safety aspect is not as imminent and as important. So, you know, people can, you know, watch these documentaries about lung cancer as much as they want to, as long as they are not coughing or feeling any symptoms. The pleasure aspect will outweigh the safety aspect because, you know, we always can, you know, feel, right now we are safe. We are doing good. And smoking this little cigarette feels so great. So there's no need for me to stop this. So that's what the subconscious does. It seeks for immediate gratification and pleasure. And you need to work with the subconscious on changing that, changing the association that you have. Because as long as you associate your addiction with that pleasure, it's going to be hard for you to break it. But you can actually teach your subconscious to look at a cigarette and immediately have an impulse that says, oh God, this is something so disgusting, I would never want to take this in my mouth. Same thing with chocolate. I do it all the time because people often come to me and feel like, you know, it would be great if I wouldn't be so, you know, drawn to those cookies that are laying around in the office all over the place.
Yeah, just like the one that Valerie just
exactly.
ate.
Exactly, and you can actually, in just 10 minutes, change the way the subconscious looks at this cookie and immediately feel like disgusted just by looking at it and never want to have it in your mouth again. It's very possible. And so this is only one layer, though. When it comes to addictions, you have to dig deeper. You have to find out, of course, okay, what is really the root cause of the addictions, which often is also buried in the subconscious. So mm-hmm. what are the insecurities, the fears, the emptiness that we try to fill? All these kind of things we really have to dig into. That's one of the things I feel people often forget. They're staying, looking at the subconscious as something that we can move our mind and our actions really nicely and potently, but they forget that the subconscious also holds all our memories and all those things and traumas that happened to us in the past. So there is also responsibility to deal with the subconscious in a way that really addresses all of the subconscious, not only the immediate behavior, because if you do this, you know, we may change something with the subconscious, but then it's going to petering off again because we haven't really addressed what was going on deep inside.
The reason I brought that up is because I have really noticed in the last month or so, there's a lot of language around the term addiction. And I don't know what is an addiction or not. And maybe you can, talk to this. Mm-hmm. But even working too much. I mean, people have been called workaholics. Some
right.
people have been called, we label ourselves. They call,
right.
you know, we call ourselves these things. And so, you know, these labels that may or may not be an addiction, are they coming from the subconscious mind?
Well, no, I think those labels actually are, you know, depends on what you feel about them. But most of the times those labels are just, you know, like diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to put a label on somebody's
yeah.
forehead in order to understand it. And we're calling it addiction because we cannot explain it. And so we just make a, you know, some illness out of it, and you know, maybe even blame a little gene that they just found, and that's pretty much it. But really understanding that you know, our whole system, mind, body, and spirit, and your listener understands this, that the whole mind, body, spirit system is way more complex than that. You know, and the subconscious is a very, it's almost like the connecting piece of everything. It connects the mind, the conscious intellectual mind, it connects the emotions, it connects the body, it connects the spirit. Without the subconscious, everything works kind of separately from each other.
Well, when we come back from break, we'll talk about this, because a lot of times I notice for myself, Friedemann, I mean, I could be watching a movie and, you know, in the movie theater, and I'll see something and just cry. I have the same relationship to certain songs, and I'll just cry. It'll be like, wah! And somebody, people will say to me, what the heck are you crying about? You're watching Iron Man, you know, or something like that. And honestly, I won't know, and I'll make something up. And I want to talk about the connection that, you know, you so brilliantly brought up between body, mind, spirit, and what role emotions play. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. So if any of you have got questions for the show today, because this is such an important conversation, please feel free to give us a call, and we'd love to bring you on. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we'll talk about that subconscious mind, and talk about why that is we do disconnect from it, and how come when it brings tears to our eyes, we make up some story that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, like I need that chocolate cookie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine being a chocolate lover. Now imagine a healthy chocolate. Shasai is healthy. Melt in your mouth dark Belgium chocolate that is the first of its kind. With a patented cold press technology, raw, never been cooked chocolate. It's high in antioxidants, gluten free, lactose free, caffeine free, diabetic friendly, and heart healthy. There are no waxes and no fillers added, and is kosher and vegetarian. Are you ready to eat chocolate 3 times per day, guilt free? For a short time only, you can buy 2 boxes and get 1 free this week. For more information, dial 877-66-SHASAI. Again, it's 877-669-6224. Check out for full product listings at mxicorp.com or lifewithchocolate.net. Don't miss this incredible offer. Good through May 15th.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Well, Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And wow, again, Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. We're talking about the power of the subconscious mind, which has generally gotten a really bad rap in a lot of ways. And so we are talking with Dr. Friedemann about this subconscious mind, how we can actually become empowered from understanding it and using it to our best interest. And by the way, we're busting a few myths here today, meaning untruths. And the reason that we are is because, you know, in our pop culture, Dr. Friedemann, a lot of times we'll watch a movie or we'll see something and it'll always be about the subconscious. You know, the subconscious made you do it. Or, I mean, we see that a lot
right.
in media and television. And you're bringing a new conversation to the table. So can we talk about this in terms of optimism and how the subconscious mind not only can be something we understand, but a really powerful ally?
Well, you know, I think the movies in a lot of ways are correct in terms of having the subconscious as a major player
yeah.
for letting us do things that, we consciously may actually not decide to do. But, you know, it's always there are two sides of the coin. So you're absolutely right. You can use your subconscious also as your biggest cheerleader, your greatest motivator, and your biggest supporter if you have the subconscious on your side. See, most people, I mean, you mentioned before the break, you're sitting in a movie theater, and then there is something happening. Iron Man, you know, loses his screw, and you're starting to cry, and you don't really know why. And there is something that gets triggered inside of you that just feels very sad. And that's where a lot of people, you know, don't really go there and pay attention. They are just noticing the phenomenon, and then they move on. But what this often means is that there is a lot of just emotion bottled up inside. There is a topic that hadn't been addressed, and that topic will come up, and the subconscious will try to find new ways to bring up this unresolved issue until it is actually resolved. So whatever those tears are often simply a sign from the subconscious gently nudging you, hey, you're carrying around some baggage that you really don't need. And that's also true for situations where we feel, you know, kind of incongruent. I work with many people that feel stuck and that feel like, you know, intellectually I know I have everything it takes to really be successful, to start my own business, to go out and find the relationship I want, or even to heal myself.
Yeah.
But something is holding me back, and
yeah.
they don't understand that. And that something is not this little evil devil that's inside of you that just wants you to suffer. That something is your subconscious that says, unless you're really dealing with what was at the root of the failed relationship before, or the illness that you're dealing with, or the lack of success that you had been having professionally in the past, you will just repeat the same patterns over and over. And haven't we all had the experience that we try something new, but the same patterns show up and we have the same results?
Yeah, well, all of those little areas you just mentioned right there, I have gone through all of those,
right?
You know, I look at my life and it's really clear that I've been through a lot in my lifetime,
mm-hmm.
but never had I had the insight to be able to say, wow, if I could figure out the root, you know, the root cause of this, or, and I'm waiting to hear what you're going to say, find out more about this, I can take a place of disempowerment and become empowered to change my life. That's really the crux of the conversation here, because I don't know, like I said before, why am I crying during that?
Uh-huh.
And then how, Dr. Friedemann, how do I figure that out? I mean, generally, if you're in a movie and you're crying during Iron Man, you know, you're going to make a story up.
Right.
You know, you're going to be like, sorry, he ran out of power or something.
Right,
I don't know.
Right,
but
right.
That's not helpful.
Well, you know, absolutely. But on the other hand, when you have that initial thought, well, this is why I'm crying, it doesn't make sense, but mm-hmm. this is why I'm crying, you can actually really already get some very important information on the theme
mm-hmm.
that the subconscious has held inside of you. I mean, when I work with clients, I always tell them, tell me the first thing that comes up versus thinking about it too much,
okay.
because you don't want to censor yourself through your intellect. So
mm-hmm.
even at the beginning, if it doesn't make sense, often that's the most important information. And when you're following that, you know, theme or that strand of thought, then you can often come to the root cause. Now, the interesting thing is some people say, well, you know, in order to really understand, I have to know what happened to me or what was really going on. Well, the subconscious doesn't necessarily need that.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it's also when I work with the clients in a trance where you're really literally putting your intellect out of the way and you're just working consciously with your subconscious, people notice that early on in their lives there was something that happened where there is still really this big negative energy of sadness or anxiety. They don't exactly know what happened, but they can tell you, well, I feel unsafe, or I feel there is loss, or I feel uncared for. But they don't necessarily know the circumstances, but that information is enough often to completely release that and change whatever there has been and that was still affecting you now into something that feels much freer and much more from a place where you choose, you know, to look at Iron Man in a whatever way you want to, versus feeling like, you know, it brings up all those things. So we don't need to really delve into all the details to work and let go with the help of the subconscious of whatever held us back.
You know, and I actually think that is a breakthrough in this conversation, because so many of us, I think, have gone through the ranks to really look at the subconscious mind in a very different way and think about it as something so complex. For example, you know, all of our pre-wiring that we've had, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes seems daunting
right.
to try to unravel that. And I would love to ask you, and honestly, I'm sure that's one of the reasons why we disconnect from it, because
right.
sometimes it does seem daunting. How have you been able to work with people, Dr. Schaub, across the globe? How have you been able to do this to help them understand that the subconscious mind is playing a role and what to do about it?
You know, I think it started with me to, first and foremost, really appreciate my own subconscious, because mm-hmm. I certainly didn't. I mean, I was so much in my head that, you know, I didn't really know why my body was reacting. It was reacting to all the stress that was going on in my life, because I didn't notice the stress. I was just really, you know, comfortably placing myself in my head and ignored all the rest until there was, you know, a serious breakdown of circumstances externally and internally that made me stop and really take a good look and see what's really going on. And then over the years, I learned to really be very comfortable with the messages of my subconscious. And very often when I work with clients, I am getting the messages from my subconscious that just in that moment tell me, okay, this is what's really going on. It's not psychic. It's simply the subconscious telling you by connecting to somebody else's subconscious what really is at the root of the problem. And everybody can do this. Everybody has the ability, once you're really connecting to, you know, let's call it your emotional intelligence,
mm-hmm.
or we can call it intuition.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that really helps us to, you know, pierce through all the many layers and go to the core of it, to the core of the issue. Now, the other thing is that I really believe firmly that because we are so complex, we cannot fully understand us.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can really understand themselves or others. But what's the magic about the healing with the subconscious is when you are changing something at the very base, something fundamental,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a core belief or a trauma that happened early on, what happens is this change is rippling through your entire system. It is rippling through your entire life from the past all the way to now, and it makes changes. It's almost like you're planting a seed inside that is eventually taking over your entire consciousness. So we often focus on one aspect, and people come back and say, you know, my entire life has changed because of this one aspect I have changed, the one area in my life I'm looking differently at now, and somehow it was just a domino effect that just made everything possible.
And one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, and it's kind of a tricky thing that shows up in the conscious as well as the subconscious mind.
Right.
But I actually am a little bit concerned about it. I would say that in the past 7 to 10 days, I've been out at different events, and one of the most repeated comments that has been made, and this is mostly, I've been out with mostly women, have been this: I'm too old for that. Sometimes it's made in joking, sometimes not. But I've heard it in a gazillion different ways, but all meaning the same thing. Everything from I'll never be able to find another job, to I'll never be able to find the love of my life, to I'll never be able to, you know, rebuild my savings. What is that? I mean, we verbally say it, but it's got to be deeper than just what comes out of our mouths.
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, this is a good example where we are basically not feeling in charge of our own lives. We are feeling that the power is in the hands of age or the hands of outer circumstances or the hands of what society tells us, what is too old or what is not old enough. And we are not deciding for ourselves. So this is a good example of being out of your center, out of your power, not remembering it's your life. You are calling the shots. You can make it up yourself. And, you know, for many people, this kind of I'm too old is also an excuse coming often from the subconscious, like a self-protective mechanism that just gives you a reason why you just don't want to go out and put yourself out there, start something new, get into a new relationship, because the fear of the failure, the fear of getting hurt is too big. And so we are rationalizing that this message means, well, look, it's statistics, you know, getting hit by a lightning is, you know, greater probability than, you know, age 55 finding somebody else or whatever those statistics are.
Right.
And so we are putting this out there to avoid getting hurt again. And so what we need to do is to really address, okay, what's the real fear that brings those messages up? Is there a core belief that says, well, I'm just not lovable enough, I'm not good enough? And when you really go to those core beliefs and you change them and you realize that, well, it's all about how you relate to yourself, then, you know, those beliefs of age and so don't really matter any longer. And the beauty is, and I see this very often, that once you remove your limitation, your reality adjusts itself to how you newly believe.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
the key. That's the key, isn't it?
Manifestation, and this is, you know, really about also manifestation.
All right,
you know.
Let's talk about that when we come back. How do we take the subconscious mind, the power of it, to create the lives we want? Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today on the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know the leading cause of abnormal inflammation in the body is the American diet? Hi, this is Dr. Bonnie Berhunts, here to share some information about inflammation. We often link inflammation with an injury, a sprained ankle or pulled muscle, but inflammation is so much more than that. Experts believe that inflammation equals aging. Inflammation is the reason we get wrinkles, why we forget things, why we become irritable or even cranky. Inflammation is what causes arthritic pain, stiffness when you're moving the muscles, wheezing of asthma, and the discomfort of allergies. For more information on how chiropractic adjustments can reduce the inflammatory process in your body, visit us at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
Imagine being a chocolate lover. Now imagine a healthy chocolate. Shisai is healthy. Melt in your mouth dark Belgium chocolate that is the first of its kind with a patented cold press technology. Raw, never been cooked chocolate. It's high in antioxidants, gluten free, lactose free. caffeine-free, diabetic-friendly, and heart-healthy. There are no waxes and no fillers added, and is kosher and vegetarian. Are you ready to eat chocolate 3 times per day guilt-free? For a short time only, you can buy 2 boxes and get 1 free this week. For more information, dial 877-66-SHASAI. Again, it's 877-669-6224. Check out for full product listings at mxicorp.com or lifewithchocolate.net. Don't miss this incredible offer. Good through May 15th.
Everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, you could go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com, or just go to drpatlive.com and find out what we are up to. Please feel free to sign up for the newsletter. We've got a couple of really cool things we're getting ready to announce in about a week or so. And for more information about Dr. Friedemann Schaub, you can go to his website, cellularwisdom.com. But I also want to mention, for those of you out there that are listening to the show, he will gift you a free telephone consultation. So if there's something that is, you know, holding you back, please give him a call. And this is something he gifts all of our listeners. So those of you out there that are thinking about your life and the next level of it, give him a shout. 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D, 866-903-6463. And I'm going to give that number again. It's toll-free, 866-903-6463. Just give him a call for your free telephone consultation, because that's a way, Dr. Friedemann, that's a way for people to chat with you to figure out, I mean, does this feel right? Am I really ready to change? Do I really want to know what my subconscious mind is saying?
You know, and these conversations are really powerful, because for many people, just by having the conversation, they really gain a deeper understanding of them. Because how many people are standing in front of this big wall, hitting the head against it and just feeling, how can I break through this? I have this for such a long time. It doesn't make sense, but I'm stuck, or, you know, I have this behavior since so long. I don't know that it's ever going to change. And if you really, if I hear people's story and I know their behaviors and I know their background just a little bit, it just takes about 20 to 30 minutes to really get a feel for, well, here's the best way to change this. And when people know that there is hope and they're actually seeing that there is a door in that wall, usually already by that conversation, things are starting to change and shift. And it's always fascinating to see.
One of the things that we mentioned earlier, and I think is worth a bigger conversation, is how to access that power of the subconscious mind and to turn it from, you know, fiend to foe, so to speak.
Right.
Many of us have kind of grown up with the kind of, how should I say it, with the belief that this has to be a, you know, ridiculously long process. And I think you clarified a bit of that. But also during the break, you and I were talking very specifically about someone that may want to quit smoking. And I was a little bit shocked, because still in my mind, I'm thinking, wow, you have to go through this long process. And you basically said, not really. So let's talk a little bit about how we do access the power of the subconscious mind.
Right. Well, when I, you know, we talked also about, you know, how we can use the subconscious to manifest.
Yes.
I think this is all kind of, you know,
yes,
related with each other. So, of course, there are different levels to accessing the subconscious. On these radio interviews, I always like to tell people, how can you do it without my help? How can you do it actually already right now in the comfort of your own home? And then there is the other aspect, which is, what can I do to help you to make this process even more smooth or effective and faster in a more accelerated form? And there are very specific techniques and methods that allow you to really enter that amazing subconscious, and some of them have to do with neurolinguistic programming. Some of them are something called timeline therapy. Some of them are derivatives of hypnosis. Some of them have been just evolved through different experiences and methods I have been learning. So there is a whole toolbox available for people that are working with me to be able to access and work with the subconscious. But see, the subconscious is right there, right now, already with you. You're not disconnected from it. You are just not necessarily paying attention. So what I advise people to do as the first measure of listening to their subconscious is simply to listen to their subconscious self-talk. That means just turn up that dial, that volume dial, a little bit, and listen to, what am I saying to myself all day long? What's really going on in my mind? Or when you're speaking out loud, notice what words are coming out there. Am I really choosing those words, or am I just like, you know, when I'm in this flow, bringing up words that make me kind of surprised? Wow, this is interesting that I'm saying, you know, this job's killing me. Or, you know, that I'm saying I am, you know, feeling so powerless. I mean, you know, when you're listening to what you are saying internally and externally, you already get some kind of a sense of, okay, there is something that I can at least pay attention to. The next level is paying attention to your feelings, of course. And that's like really, you know, where a lot of people already kind of step back and say, no, I don't want to go into this, you know, Pandora's box. So just be brave and spend every day just a few minutes to notice how it feels in those regular daily situations. When you wake up in the morning, you go in the shower, and afterwards you're standing in front of the mirror. What are you feeling? What is actually really going on inside of you? I have people that when they started to pay attention, noticed that they actually avoid looking into the mirror because internally there's something that is so full of self-rejection or judgmental thoughts that they just don't want to go there.
Right.
So, you know, really just paying attention when you enter the door to your office building or when you see that one colleague, you know, notice how your emotions are. And then as a third level, notice how your physiology is, how your body reacts, because you may actually notice, well, there's a tension in my neck whenever I talk to my boss, or there's something that feels like a pit in my stomach whenever I have to do this presentation. And you just pay attention to, okay, this is actually what the subconscious is telling me. And then you can realize, okay, there is fear, there is anger, there is sadness. And you may realize that the amount of feelings and sensations and negative thoughts you have is way bigger than what actually the situation warrants it and what's really appropriate for that. And then you know there's something probably piling up inside that once I'm able to get rid of this pile and really work through it, I'm going to be much lighter and actually have much more of my true potential available.
So all of this is really, when we think about it, is, you know, sort of the answer to what a lot of people were asking, wow, why didn't the movie The Secret work for me?
Right.
You know, so the the secret is that your subconscious mind really wasn't in line with what you really wanted. I mean, that may be... That may be the real secret here, Dr. Friedemann.
Well, exactly. Just buying the movie and watching it doesn't make you, on a core level, believe that you actually deserve to have all those good things or that you really can have those good things because you are good enough. You have to really, you know, are you in alignment with your dreams or are your dreams beautiful and they look good and they sound good, but they are so far away from you that they're literally out of reach? And this is I don't know if we're going to go for a break, but after the break, I would like to just share a very quick exercise.
We have time. We have time right now. Let's go ahead and do it.
Well, it's really nice because the subconscious, as I said before, works with emotions, with self-talk, but it also works with internal images. That means like everything that we are thinking of. When you think about, you know, your bedroom right now, there is an image. When you think about yourself, you know, going to a family dinner, there is an image in your mind. So you have, for everything, some kind of we call it internal interpretation of reality. So if you have that in mind, you can form like an inner I call it the triangle of power. So let's say, for example, you are thinking about something you want to manifest.
Okay.
Or you think about something you want to change. The first thing you do, you're thinking about the situation and you place it in the middle of that triangle that you are creating inside of your head. And it looks a little bit like a pyramid, so that's pointing upwards. So in the middle of this triangle, there is this picture about something that you want to have or something that you're struggling with. So it can be anything that you feel like, okay, I'm here and I want to be there. So you can either focus on where you are now or you can focus on where you want to be. Doesn't matter. Then you are taking your eyes, and eye movement are a whole different story, but it really is something that helps you to access different compartments of the subconscious. You take your eyes and you're looking onto the lower right side. Literally, you just close your eyes or you have them open, doesn't matter. Look at the lower right side and just notice, what are your feelings? Because on the lower right side of your vision, that's where you usually access your feelings. And you may feel like, ugh, there is this heaviness or sadness, or there is this little fear of, you know, maybe failure or something. So spend about 30 seconds to do that. Then you take your gaze and look all the way to the left lower side. So you're angling your eyes, your gaze to the lower left. And that's where your internal self-talk can be found. So you're paying attention to, what am I saying to myself when I think about this topic?
Wow. This is so interesting. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, everyone, let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hi, this is Ana Luque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The yoga diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight. And the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 good timing guide today.
Somebody told me, for everything she wants, for everything she sees. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. We are actually going to begin that exercise again because it's so important. And then what I'm going to be able to do is we will extract it from the show and I will include it in our email that comes out, our newsletter this week. But this is such a powerful, powerful gift from Dr. Friedemann Schaub. We wanted to make sure all of you out there could have an opportunity to listen from beginning to end. And then if you miss any part of it, can automatically download it so you can practice. For more information about Dr. Friedemann, please go to his website, cellularwisdom.com. And don't forget, for a free telephone consultation, just give him a call at 866-903-6463. Dr. Friedemann, I would love if we could begin this again, and please take as much time as you like, because this is such a powerful, powerful tool.
You know, it's a very nice tool to have for everyone because it allows you to shift the relationship that your subconscious has to a certain topic that you felt stuck around in the past, and change it into a positive momentum in a very short amount of time. And so all you need to do is really to realize that by going through this exercise, you're tapping into different compartments, different power centers of your subconscious, and you're changing from stagnation to flow by changing the way you're operating with those compartments. So what you want to do is just close your eyes for a moment, unless you're driving, and just visualize internally a triangle in that inner screen. And imagine that the top of the triangle is pointing to the top, to the ceiling. And then in the space within the triangle, place just the topic that you feel that you had been struggling with. Something specific enough that you know it would be great if I would not have to deal with this or feel so deflated, anxious, angry, whatever those things are that you're feeling around this topic. Place that topic simply in words or a little idea or an image right inside this triangle. Good. Then I would like you to look at the lower right side of your visual field. That means simply that you are taking, well, your eyes are closed, you're taking your eyes and you're moving them to the lower right corner, and you're looking literally down, right down. And you are accessing this way the emotional field of the subconscious. And you're just asking yourself, okay, what do I feel? What is the feeling? What are the emotions that I have around this topic? Take just a few seconds to do that. Then you look straight at the topic again. And then you look in the opposite direction, lower left, all the way to the left and down. And here you're accessing your internal self-talk, meaning what do you say to yourself? Now, sometimes you say to yourself not only the words, but you say it in a certain way that in itself tells you a lot. You can say things like, "Ugh, it will never work." So there is this kind of just deflated tone of voice in there. Or there may be a sense of urgency or anxiety in your tone of voice. There may be this kind of judgmental way that you talk to yourself in that tone of voice. Just pay attention to the words and the way you're saying this to yourself. Then you're looking again into the middle to the topic to reconnect to the topic. And then you're rolling your eyes all the way up to the ceiling. And you're looking up to the ceiling, and there you are seeing an image that is representing how you perceive yourself in this situation or how you are perceiving the situation. Now, a lot of people may notice that in this image that it doesn't really look real. So if you have just some kind of struggle with somebody else, you may look smaller and that person may look bigger. Or if you want something really badly but you feel you can't have it, the image may be actually in black and white and far away from you. Just notice the different ways this image looks like. And so you can go through this triangle again to really get an idea of how does the subconscious perceive the situation that's placed in the middle of that triangle. So now you have awareness. The next step is to change that because you know what you really want instead. And to do this, you're actually going first to the lower left side. And you are simply, again, accessing the self-talk. But this time, you're shifting the self-talk by first shifting the tone of voice. You may be amazed how easy it is to take out a lot of the negative emotion you may have felt before by changing the tone of voice to, for example, the tone of voice that Mickey Mouse would have if he would talk about the subject. So hear a little, you know, squeaky voice, or you hear yourself more in a happy tone of voice saying the same words. Once you have changed that, you can even change the words and put words in there that are actually expressing the more empowering and positive message that you want. Next, you go up to the middle again, rolling your eyes up, and there you are changing the picture from that more stuck place to the place that you actually want to experience. You may bring color into the picture. You may want to make yourself bigger. If you want something really badly, you may want to see yourself having this already in your hands and feeling that while you're having it, it is yours. You have in that image taken possession over it. If you want to reach a goal, you may want to see yourself in this picture as being right there already. And now you go down to the lower right and see how your feelings have changed. And you do this ideally three times. You go three times through this more empowering, positive way to really get the energy going, to really get your subconscious in alignment with each other, with each compartment. And to test what really happened, you are at the end looking again at the topic that you just struggled with and notice what shifted, what changed. And then take a deep breath in. And then you can let it go. And what you want to do is to practice this. See, the subconscious has its own little grooves. It has its own little pathways formed throughout, you know, the decades of our existence. And so those pathways can be changed, but like with everything, you want to have practice. And with practice as a foundation, you want to have patience with yourself. Patience, consistency, and practice usually allows you on your own, by just doing something like this, it's a very simple exercise. It allows you to untangle a lot of the feelings of stuckness and of feeling disempowered and really beginning to access that power that allows you to move forward, reach your goals, but also to manifest what you want.
Well, everyone out there, unleashing the power of your subconscious mind, this exercise, a gift from Dr. Friedemann Schaub. What a great gift to give all of us, Dr. Friedemann. Thank you so much for today's show. And I want to ask you, do you have a personal message for all of us?
Well, the personal message is the message that I try to live myself, which is that once we are accessing the subconscious and really connecting mind, body, and spirit, nothing can stop us. We are literally able to create heaven and earth.
Wow. I love this. Thank you so much, Dr. Friedemann, for joining us here today. Cellularwisdom.com is the website. And Dr. Friedemann, we're going to pull that exercise off and we are going to send it out in our newsletter, as well as our upcoming campaign that we're doing with Louise Hay.
Oh, fabulous.
That should be reaching about 1 million people. Thank
Great.
You, Dr. Friedemann
Child.
Thank you. Very powerful. I did it sitting here. I can't wait to do it again. You are amazing.
Thank you. So are you. Thank you so much.
All right, everyone. Boy, I'll tell you, you got a gift today. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.